On February 10th, Spanish High Court Judge Ismael Moreno issued international arrest warrants for five former high-ranking Chinese regime officials, including former Chinese Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin. These officials were charged with genocide, torture, and crimes against humanity against the people in Tibet.
西班牙法官下令逮捕江泽民。二月十日，西班牙最高法院法官伊斯梅尔·莫雷诺发布对江泽民等五名前中共高官的国际逮捕令。他们被指控在西藏犯下种族灭绝、酷刑和反人类等罪行。
This is the latest chapter in a long-running lawsuit by pro-Tibetan groups and a dual Tibetan Spanish citizen who seek international legal action against some Chinese officials. The lawsuit was filed in the National Court of Spain on June 28, 2005.
这是由支持西藏的组织和一名西班牙僧人在国际上用法律控告中共官员取得的最新进展。他们在2005年6月28号向西班牙国家法院提交了法律诉讼材料。
Judge Moreno wrote in his ruling, Jiang exercised supervisory authority over the people who directly committed abuses, which makes him responsible for acts of torture and other major abuses of human rights perpetrated by his subordinates against the people of Tibet. Mr. Moreno ordered the warrants to be sent to Interpol, the international police agency.
莫雷诺法官在他的裁决书中说，江泽民负责监督管理那些直接违法的人，所以他应该对下属在西藏行使的酷刑和其他反人权的行为负责。莫雷诺法官下令将逮捕令送到国际刑警组织。
In addition to Jiang Zemin, the judge ordered the arrest of former Prime Minister Li Peng, former Security and Police Chief Chao Shi, Chen Kunyan, a former Communist Party official in Tibet, and Peng Pengyun, a former family planning minister. These officials would be arrested if they go to Spain.
逮捕令中的五人包括江泽民、前总理李鹏、政法界元老乔石、前西藏党委书记陈奎元和前国家计划生育委员会主任彭佩云。这些官员如果入境西班牙就会被捕。
Dawa Tsering, director of the religious foundation of His Holiness the Dalai Lama in Taipei, was satisfied with the judge's order. He told the New York-based New Tang Dynasty TV, It is very good for us to hear such support from the international community to maintain universal values. Many countries are pursuing China's economy at the cost of moral responsibility. Under the current situation, where no country is willing to provoke China, the Spanish court's ruling with a warrant to arrest the regime's evil leaders is a great historic act.
达赖喇嘛西藏宗教基金会董事长达瓦才仁对法官的判决很满意。他在接受新唐人电视台采访时说，国际社会有这样的方式去维护普世价值，这对我们来说非常好。有很多国家因为经济的利益而放弃道义上的责任，在一些国家不太愿意去招惹中国的这样一个局势下，西班牙的法庭能够从国际法或者是从普世价值的角度对中共的邪恶提出这样的通缉以及逮捕，是非常了不起的壮举。
Spanish rules allow judges to pursue cases under universal jurisdiction. This includes the principle that crimes against humanity can be prosecuted across borders. The principle allowed Spain's former judge Ballester Garzon to attempt to arrest and try the late Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet.
西班牙的法律系统承认普遍管辖原则，也就是不管什么人在世界任何地方犯下反人类罪都可以在西班牙被起诉。这一原则让前法官加尔松试图引渡并审判已故智利独裁者皮诺切特。
On February 7th, the Chinese regime's foreign minister called on Spain to prevent further lawsuits that seek to investigate alleged rights abuses in Tibet. And on February 11th, Hua Chunying, China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson, said that Beijing was strongly dissatisfied and firmly opposed the erroneous acts taken by Spanish agencies.
2月7号，中共外交部要求西班牙政府阻止法院进一步调查西藏的有关案件。2月11号，中共外交部发言人华春莹在例行记者会上说，法院的裁决是一个错误的决定，北京对此表示强烈不满和反对。
Ms. Tai Yong-mei, editor-in-chief of Hong Kong-based magazine Kai Feng, commented that the judge's order has pressured the Chinese regime. She told Radio Free Asia, "Now the Chinese regime is portraying its good image by using public relations and by exporting Confucius Institutes everywhere. The Spanish court ruling allows international community concern about human rights in Tibet. This certainly contradicts the CCP's whitewash efforts."
香港开放杂志主编蔡永梅认为，西班牙法官的判决给中共当局造成很大压力。他在接受自由亚洲电台采访时表示，现在中共当局到处对外文化输出，搞孔子学院，搞公关形象来洗白他们自己。现在法庭这个判决让国际社会关注西藏人权问题，明显对他们洗白不利，所以引起他们的强烈反弹。